So I'm on my way to my rehab appointment and I've lost my voice. But when I say rehab, I'm not talking drug rehab, okay? I know I sound like it, but I'm going to a physical therapy appointment. I'm working on a sports injury. However, I wanted to come by because some of you have sent me messages because you know that the IMG Roadmap 2024 is about to start, yet you have some questions, some doubts, some concerns. So I recorded this episode today. Actually, it was a life meeting that I had with every IMG who has been on my wait list, which is a list that I've had for those waiting to join the program. And in this episode, you're gonna be listening to a private webinar that I did with them, just kind of walking through the program. I do mention several links as well. We'll include the links in the show notes. So please be sure to click down in the show notes to make sure that you find all the necessary links. Obviously, I did this on video, so there's a lot of video over it, but that just gives you an idea of what to expect if you're watching or listening to this later on. Keep listening.
The IMG Roadmap is the only podcast dedicated to coaching international medical graduates and success blueprints for this unique pathway. I am Dr. Nina Loom, your host, a previous IMG turned hospital medicine physician, healthcare administrator, speaker, and coach. I empower, encourage, and equip you with actionable steps that you can take towards the residency position of your dreams.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Awesome. Hello. Hi, Momina. She's got her video on. I'm here for it. I love it. Oh, Jules. Hello. Hello. I love when people have the video on and I'm not the only one on video. It makes me feel better about life. All right. Barbara, welcome. All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. Unity, Carolina. Great. I'm just going to make sure I get everybody in. Welcome, Astrid. Great. I love it. So I'm Nina Loom, and you received an email from me because you'd signed up to my email list at some point in the past. I'd probably put out a message on Instagram that said to notify you when my program started, which is why I'm reaching out to you today. I figured it's better to answer questions by video call than it is to just like tell you, hey, waitlist people, now it's here. So a little bit of background. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and I've been running the IMG Roadmap, which is primarily a podcast, but it also has the course and online coaching component to it. It's an annual program that I run each year for international medical students from literally M1 to M4. But obviously, most people that tend to join are M4s and M3s, even though I've had earlier years participate as well. And then I also have international medical graduates who are physicians in practice or who have practiced in other countries and are now in the United States that join as well. And the single goal that I have with this is to be able to facilitate your process from April to September of the year that you're applying. But if you're applying in a future year, then you even have more time to gather and implement a lot of what I teach in the program. I don't know how much you guys know about it, but I'll just give you a quick overview. It's usually a 6-week life coaching program. It starts on April 17th this year, and it runs twice a week. So each week we have a Sunday session about 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the Wednesdays we have a office hour session, which is more of a informal coaching, kind of like in this type of group setting. On Sunday evenings, I teach, meaning each week we focus on one big topic that I believe is pivotal in creating that competitive package for your residency application. And then the midweek sessions are more so informational. So you are able to get coaching from me in a group setting with your colleagues, with your peers. And y'all may not know one another right now, but it ends up becoming a really supportive community. This past cycle, just the community alone, we had some people who went unmatched and we got together and helped them edit personal statements, prepare soap packets. And some people were able to get matched through the soap. And the feedback they get is that community that they built over time was super, super, super beneficial. But even during the cycle, the benefit of having a group coaching every Wednesday usually is you learn from other people's mistakes and you learn from what you don't know. So what someone else is experiencing, you may have not experienced, however, it's yet to come, or it's something that you may have experienced before and you have something to help them with. So I actually prefer the office hour settings. They're my best of all of it, just because it's usually where I get to impact your individual story. So if you have like certain set of circumstances, and you're willing to share about it and get help, then we can help you there. I usually have some alumni as well with me that help with that. And it's since it's broken down in 6 weeks, what usually happens is each week has a theme. And the theme is based on what I've come up to be the key pillars that you need in your IMG journey. And so it starts off with as easy as, transforming the mindset and walking away from those limiting beliefs that we've all been sort of ingrained as IMGs. It's like from the day you chose to go to Caribbean Medical School or the day you chose to take this pathway, everybody wants to tell you how difficult it is or how impossible it is or how overambitious you are because you're choosing to do something different or you're non-traditional or you had a comp issue in med school or you had a failure. And so all those negative thoughts, that's how I call them. There's circumstances. And those are circumstances that have indeed proven difficult for other people, but you alone are the single most important person in your story. So even if those circumstances exist, that first week we work on demolishing those limiting beliefs so that you can begin to implement the second, the third, the fourth, and fifth week. Because if you're coming into the program and you still are struggling with those limiting beliefs, it's going to be really hard when I tell you what to do about getting that LOR that you really want, because it's going to require some boldness, some audacity. I show you what you're going to write, what you're going to give to that letter writer, and what you're going to tell them you want in your letter. And sometimes you don't feel like you have the courage to tell people what to put in your letter, right? Like you feel like they should know. Well, sometimes they don't know how to help you. And so you have to help them help you. And I can tell you that from being on the other side. Usually I'll have my colleagues just print out generate, like they have like preset templates on their computer, and they'll just give that out to med students. Like, oh, you want a letter? Yeah, my secretary will get you a letter. No, like that doesn't help them in any way if you're just putting in, oh, they're a great student. They made the top 5% of everyone I've taught. Like, that's so vague. If everybody's that are saying that, then how are you standing out in front of the programs that you're seeking? So, anyhow, I've jumped ahead. That's week five. Letters are week five. But so the first week is like really working through the limiting beliefs. And then the second week is where the meat of the material starts, where we go straight into networking, USCE, and gaining clinical experience that's valuable for your packet. I actually think that with the changes in my ERAS, experiences have they've made it easy for IMGs not to gather like 1 million experiences, because having the opportunity to only highlight three as meaningful and up to seven as other experiences, I think really cuts down that intense, like impulsive desire that we have to just do more and do more. Like, let me get more rotations. Let me get more research. Well, now they've actually cut it down to where you can pinpoint what's important for you and what's important for your specialty, and specifically what's important for the programs that you're selecting, which is the third week. In the third week, we work into a lot more how you're going to improve your chances of matching by selecting the right programs. Because if you take your, I think of applications like coupons, if you take your Kroger coupon and you spend it at the Kroger in your city, but then you go to the Kroger down the road and they have better deals, your coupons are spent off already here. And those coupons could be resources, whether those are financial or those are, emotional, because it's an emotional process. So I teach you how to triage programs as well, so that you're focusing on programs that are likely to have you join them the first time, the programs that you would fit in the first time, and the programs that are right for you. And there are certain criteria to that. It goes beyond just like, hey, have they had IMGs before? Yes, that's okay that they've had IMGs before, but beyond that, what else do they offer? Or even if they've never had an IMG before, you could be the first IMG there. You don't have to only go to programs that have a history of having IMGs on their profile. So third week is focused on program selection and the process, the framework that you use for that. In the networking week is really where I also start giving you a lot of the templates, the downloads, and a lot of them are what I call your word vomit, which is when you don't know what to say, here's how you can present yourself. I show you how to network at conferences, doing your rotations if you're a med student, using your observerships to your advantage, and so much more. Fourth week is the letters week. We touch a little bit on that. Fifth week is our personal statement week, which is really where I teach you how you're going to go into your past, go into your clinical experiences, and draw out stories that could put you in a different light with the program. So what I mean by that, if you get a 270 on USMLE, right, on CK or something like that, yes, that number is glaring on the screen. It's attracting people. We all want to know who you are. However, when we turn to your personal statement, we're looking for the heart. Doctors are naturally super emotional people. We're looking for a story. A good story always has the character, it has a plot, it has a position, or the good cop, bad cop analogy, and then it has a final moral, like something that came out of that. And so that's usually the point of the personal statement week. In that week, you have access to a vault, which is where you're going to access examples of students that have been through this program who matched and those who were willing to have their personal statement shared. We have a couple dozen on there as well. We have prompts for you to follow. And I have, again, each week is followed by teaching, where you're meeting with me in the setting. You have a class setting. I teach you what we're going to do. Then we have a practice session, which is during our office hours, and we're brainstorming. I don't expect you to have your personal statement ready if you're not fully ready, but at least you would leave with a rubric. You leave with some idea of where to start. And we have our 7th week, our last week, which is the ERAS week. ERAS week, I think, is the most important week because then we put everything together and we go line by line item on the ERAS application. And that's actually something I do with the orientation class. And we go line by line item and we go over every single aspect of the application. And during that session, we're going back and forth. Right? You're telling me what you want, what you're thinking, an experience that you've done, and then we're triaging that. I show you how you're going to fill out the ERAS form fields. I use a rubric. It's a 3-part rubric in filling out each section under your roles, responsibilities, and I think they call it description, roles, and responsibility, context, roles, and responsibilities. That's the right word. So I show you how we're going to do that, which is quantifying, qualifying, and including lessons learned. We walk through triaging what experiences to put. So for the emergency medicine applicant, there are some experiences that could be superior that would make them look better to certain programs. For the surgical applicant, there are experiences that will be more valuable. For the primary care applicant, there are experiences that are more valuable, and so on and so forth. And even if you feel like you don't have experiences that are valuable, chances are you do, okay? Right now, sitting here, you already have experiences that you can put in your ERAS that would make you stand out. You just haven't figured it out. Like, you just haven't put one on one together. Extracurriculars, even sometimes during that session, people are asking, but I'm like, absolutely yes. And then they go on an interview and they realize, oh my gosh, I did have an extracurricular that I never thought about including, or I never considered it as important. But it's just not listing, hey, I like to paint nails, right? Like, that's not the point. But it's about, what is that extracurricular that you're doing, and how can you use it to describe a commitment, a competency, a key character trait, a key, they have a word that they use, primary focus area in your ERAS application. And a lot of times you can extrapolate one-on-one. I mean, anyone who's played a professional, not even, what am I saying, professional sport, you played any sport in your life, what does that speak to? Lifelong commitment. You're committed to a soccer team since you were 12 or 13. You did that for 5, 6 years, 7, some of you are still actively doing it. I show you ways that you can bring in those extracurriculars and tie it in with your commitment. You have a fine arts extracurricular, we can work that in volunteer work, your missionary work, even your clinical rotations. Like, there are ways that you can extrapolate from your clinical experiences as a medical student or even as a graduate and bring meaningfulness out of that. They also have the new impactful experiences section, and we talk about how to leverage that, especially in light of not being redundant alongside of the personal statement. So at the final, by the end of the session, which is a 6-week program, you would have had weekly teachings with me and then also midweek coaching with me. And as I mentioned, our midweek coaching, the times for midweek coaching are usually, we have 2 sessions. We'll have a morning session and a night session. So you can pick what works for your schedule. Like, if you are like a graduate, most graduates are able to make the daytime sessions. Med students are in clinical rotations, they're able to make the nighttime sessions. So we have options for both. But the Sunday meetings, because most people are off on Sundays, most physicians, medical students, unless you're working in a hospital setting and taking night call, typically, we're off Sundays to be able to participate in a 7 p.m. a live teaching session. The course runs 6 weeks. When it ends, in the past, I've always offered complimentary monthly meetings thereafter, just to make sure that what is being taught is continuing to be applied as you move along. And that's not stopping now. We're going to continue that as well this year. This would be the last year that I'm offering this program for several reasons, which beyond the scope of this call. But this will be my last year of offering this program in this way that we know it. IMG Roadmap will always exist, but it's just not the forward-facing, like me teaching in this life setting. So if you have any questions about the program, I'm happy to answer it right now. I also would put in some other resources, and I can share my screen here to just show you some other areas where you can get a lot of more information on it. I don't know if any of you had a chance to watch my recent webinar or not. I sent it out to you in an email. Talk to me. Tell me what your questions are, or did you watch the webinar? What are your thoughts? And I'll pull up these links for you. Got a thumbs up from Joy. All right, Zainab, I wanted to ask about in the chat, let me see, research and how you would guide us with that. Great question. So Zainab, with the research module, actually, let me show you guys a little bit inside of it so that you can get a better understanding. I think I don't typically do this, but I'll show you guys what my program looks like for you. That would probably be better at answering your questions. So curriculum review. All right, Zainab. So with the research section, what we do in the course is we show you other ways that you will get published without necessarily having a randomized controlled trial. That is what we do. And so we'll have a session where we teach you about how to get a meta-analysis on your own, how to write a case report if you need to do that, or literature reviews that you can submit for publications, or letters to the editor. So there are other ways to get published that do not always involve you doing bench research. This is usually helpful, especially for those going in for the top like primary care specialties like IM, FMP, general OB, ER, and family. Because if you're going for surgery, typically they may want a little bit more in-depth papers. Meta-analysis would probably work as a publication. Obviously, if you're going for something like dermatology or plastic surgery, then you're even looking at an even more in-depth way. You may be doing a research year. So with the research component, we're just trying to help you get publications because in your application, you have a whole section for publications, posters, and presentations. And a lot of times we don't even know that we can get some level of publications before September. So this is the back end of what it would look like. And I forgot to mention, so I talked about the live component. There is a self-paced component, which is the component that you do on your own before our sessions. The best way to use the program is to combine the online component with the live component. As you would imagine, there's so much to teach you, and 1 hour is not going to cover it all, or 2 hours is not going to cover it all, or 3 hours is not going to cover it all. So a lot of the baseline material is included in your portal. So when you sign up, you get a portal access to which your progress, as you watch your modules, your progress is being checked off. So this person is 0% complete. However, once they start lessons, they move through each section. So let's say if you signed up today, you have access to just the welcome module, which has the sort of orientation onboarding information that you need, a download of the meeting times, and a demo as to how to use the platform. That way you're not confused as to where do I submit questions? How do I use this? The first module has 11 sections, which are pretty short and easy to get through. And this is just on the mindset component and the neuroscience behind why we get caught up in this cycle of repetitive negative thoughts, or why it's easy to only see the negative, right, instead of the positives, and how we can transform our lives moving from there. Because a lot of times, the most important thing is what's between our ears, right? Our brain. If your brain is not thinking this is a possible process for you, if your brain is not thinking that you have what it takes, if your brain has been defeated by prior failure, prior attempts, or anything like that, or even just fear, or you're being crippled by limiting circumstances, then we need to move past that. So module one is all on that. Module two is how to network, how to find observerships for those who want to find USCE on their own. We show you how to do that in module two. Networking at conferences, questions to ask program directors. So we have a list of literally verbatim questions you can bring up at medical conferences, telerotations, how to find research. So we talk about the basis of research for your application course package. And we actually have a separate tutor that comes in and will teach about obtaining a meta-analysis and obtaining case reports. And then we show you how to network using several online channels that are available, networking via social, networking via medical online presence as well. And then we have several templates for you in your networking process, which can be adaptable to externships, internships, USCE, research assistants. And for those who are in clinicals, we have a section on clinical rotations, making a positive impression. We go over the publications and research section of your MyERAS and what's important for you. That way you can backtrack and do a 360. So going backward and saying, this is what's important. Here's what I can focus on between April and September. You also get an email template. This is for after you've gone through interviews. It's an email template for your score availability and indicating interest when you're in the cycle. and a letter of intent when that time comes, like after your interviews as well. Module 3 is where you learn about manually finding programs that rank IMGs. We have several demos in that, utilizing several different online resources to compare your profile to other match applicants. That way you know who, what you need to bring. So most people ask me, should I have 2 or 3 research? Should I have 10 USCEs or should I have 6? So you can compare your profile to other match IMGs and see what the averages are so you know where you fall in that ballpark. Module 4 is this personal statement module, which we talked about. And there's some templates on there. There's an audio guide to listen as you write. So you can pop it in your ears and just start typing. Helps for those who feel like they have writer's block or you have a mental fog and you don't know where to start, right? That's a really great audio guide to help you get started. And then I have some of my own personal statements in there. And then LORs, we talk about questions that we usually have around LORs. And I think this is an area where the influence you have is huge, but we just don't realize that we do have that. And I show you some desirable qualities that residency program directors want. And so that way you should ensure that those can be translated in your LORs. And we show you exactly how. I mean, sometimes you almost have to spit it out for the letter writer to give it to you. We also go over the essential components of the MSPE, that's the Dean's Letter, how to convert from a generic to a strong LOR, some examples on noteworthy characteristics that are important in including in the Dean's Letter. I show you an example Dean's Letter, is actually my Dean's Letter as well, and what goes into it so that you can help your school provide you the best Dean's Letter that you could possibly get. We even have a request template for you as well when you're requesting your letter from your LOR writer. We have a guide when your LOR writer asks for you to write the letter. Some Caribbean math students, schools do that. And some graduates even have to write their own letter. So we have a guide for you. And then some real life examples of writing LORs. And then I actually have a demo where I'm writing an LOR and showing you kind of what should be going through the process of the person, the writer's mind. So that way, if you are being asked to produce something like that, you can use that module as an example to craft yours. This is not a USMLE preparation course, so I don't want to ever make you feel like there is a huge component of USMLE prep in this. What I will tell you, however, though, is others have been able to gain study partners from the course. So actually, a couple of days ago, I held a session for a few candidates that went on match last cycle. And we, during that session, our plan of action number one was taking step 3. Like, let's get step 3 out of the way. Because if you're on match, get step 3 out of the way. Guess what? 6 of them got together, created a study group there and then, and are beginning to work on step 3 study. So the benefit there here is you're in a cohort, you're in a group of other students who are like you, who are studying for CK, because a lot of people are taking CK between April and September, or even step 1 for those who are just starting out. And so this is more of an environment where you can get that study partnership, not so much like we're going to be teaching you how to do USMLE. That's for the PASS program, for the Kaplan, for the UWorld. Those are perfect programs. And I think that those are where you focus your energy on that. Module 7 is pretty long, but it's long because we break down every single aspect of the ERS application. So from demographics, even to your address, how you're gonna put your address, especially now that they gave us like 5 hometowns in the application, your NRMP information, your hobbies and interests. Well, before there was a hobby section, but you could still capture that on the extracurriculars now. Educational accomplishment, awards, membership, we go over the publication section, the experiences section, and then we do several case studies even during our office hours. And that way you get information as real time as you're going along, because ERS is bound to make changes. They will make changes before this September and we're all going to be freaking out. But as the changes come along, that's the point of having the live sessions, is as there are ongoing changes, I'm updating you alongside of what you're hearing or seeing in the media or with the ECFMG. We also have impactful experiences, geographic references. I mean, everything you can think of as far as how can you make yourself super competitive. It's just not like, you know, doing the bare minimum. We're going above. We're going one step up. And not just submitting the bare minimum out to ERAS. We're giving them the best that we possibly can. And then you have bonus access to the interview preparation section, which you don't need now, but you probably will need around September, but it's here already in your access. And those who join as well get bonus access as well to my audiobook, Still MD, which is another wealth of resources as far as advice. Let's see if I have any other questions here. So Imelda, asking if you can take the course now, even though you haven't taken the steps. Yes, you can. Because even while you're studying for your steps and preparing, this is going to offer you indeed a roadmap for what you need to be focused on besides your steps. Steps are always going to be top of the line. They're the first selecting factor that most programs will use when picking out who to interview or even when just trying to cut down their list. So if they have only 1,100 spots for interview and they have 1,000 applicants, they're going to cut out 900 people based on steps. So steps are important. However, working on other parts of your application can also become a way to improve your competitiveness outside of your scores. So scores are not the only thing, especially in this year of AMC and ERAS pushing towards a more holistic application. You can create that holisticness or holistic nature outside of that. So absolutely, yes, you can definitely take it now. And most of the reviews that I hear from my students who have taken this is they wish they started it earlier on, just because they had enough time to implement a lot of what they learned. Because it's a lot. It's a lot to cramp down in 6 weeks. Like, it's literally a boot camp. And when you leave, you'll be able to have an action plan for yourself. You'll be able to have clarity. And I think clarity is superior, because when you are overwhelmed with, should I do this? Should I do this? Should I take this? Should I not? What opportunity? Should I take this observership? This AI? And you're in that kind of rumination kind of mindset where your mind is just constantly running, you're going to be paralyzed. Implement everything that you've learned as well. Since the IMG roadmap is largely focused on ERAS, for OBGYN applicants, how can you help us navigate the new residency CAS portal? That's a great question, Rose. Yes, OBGYN has shifted their applications away from ERAS into the residency CAS. Because it's new, I am not familiar with the residency CAS, and I don't know what that looks like just yet. However, it's definitely something that I don't believe will be much different from what you're, like, the information they're going to be requesting of you is not going to be much different from the rest of the applicant pool. The only difference would probably be in the fact that it's OBGYN driven. So that's going to be what I would say regarding that. So you could still learn. I've had people that were not applying to the US residency, they're applying to Canadian residency, they've taken this program, implemented it, but just implemented it for a Canadian residency, and it still works out for them. So the material, the learning here is going to be beneficial for you, even down into fellowship, even down into your practice, for sure. Juliana says, with the program lasting 6 weeks and then going on a monthly basis, do we get support during the actual application season? During this application season, you would only get the once monthly meeting with me. However, my students always text me. They always call me, not call me, but they usually text me. We have an app. The app is imgroadmapgroup.com, and I'll give you a little bit of BTS on that as well. And that is where they are able to meet me, because once you join the program, you also have access to the app and the community. So I'm just going to open here and log in, and I'll share my screen just a tad bit. So it looks like this, and this is on the desktop, and there is a section here where you can chat. And this is what on your cell phone it would look like. Okay, I have some emails that I haven't read, but we're not going to read people's emails. But let's just say, for example, this is my conversation with Shruti. Shruti was a member in the course last year. She finished the program in probably April, right? However, we've had conversations that stem all the way from 22 into February 23. This is her rank order list. I mean, we were talking about her rank order list for general surgery in February of 23. Now, I feel like this should be, this is February 23. And then after going through that, ranking her programs, and she had to go through the SOAP, did not match, stayed in the program. 24 had the same thing, right? Where we're still having these conversations. So once you're in the program, you have access to me here. I'm not going to not respond to your email because it's 6 weeks or over. Like, it just doesn't work that way, right? Amani is just another person. Random person, and I don't want to say random, but like, this is someone who's been in the program as well. We still chat as recent as, I don't know, what day did she send me a message? March 23rd, right? Regarding USCE. So I don't stop talking to you because the program is over. However, if you want, like, you want me to review your application in person, then you have to book a separate one-on-one private session with you, because that's just way beyond the scope of the program, right? Where I can't be reviewing everybody's application at the same time with high quality review on a chat, right? So on your phone, you download the app when you join, we give you access to it. And it looks kind of like this in the app store. But then it's as easy as you can text me in the app and I'll get your messages. And I've had some people already joined as recent as like a few days ago. So this person joined the program 2 hours ago. This person joined 7 hours ago. Can't even see, you know, and other members that have been in the program answer questions. Like, there's communication. This is just my notification. This person joined 8 hours ago. So there are people that have signed up and they're joining. As you get, when you sign up and you get enrolled, you get a message that invites you to join the app. So I'm not going to kick you off and say, don't talk to me because 6 weeks are over. Like, that's unrealistic. But this is where you have access to me throughout the cycle. I prefer this app to Instagram because Instagram is so informal and there's just so many things happening. Like, my cousin can send me a picture of her kids and I'll just forget I was reading an important message from someone in the roadmap. But when I come on this app, I know that it's about residency. And you, when you come on the app, you know it's about your application and your process. Because I'm pretty sure you don't have this app already on your phone. So it will only be there for your residency. And some people utilize it, and other people don't. There's some people that never use it and don't ever want to use it, and they just prefer to show up to the monthly meetings. Kudos to them, right? But there are others, as I can show you, that continue to use it throughout the year in communicating with me. All right. So Ngozi asked, you'd like to know if there would be another class this year. So I only host this once a year. I start in April. And the reason I start in April is I want us to have enough time to work on what we need to work on. And actually, the true psychological reason of starting in April is programs are not inundated by applicants between April and June. When June comes, then they get inundated by their interns and they're not paying attention to you as the next incoming class. August comes around and then they have your attention again. So I try to use that to my advantage to say, how can I get you prepared so that, especially for those of you who are going to need to network through some things, to get AIs, to get rotations, to get experiences? I want us to leverage April and May and early June before interns start residency. Because July is a, forgive my French, but an it show in residency programs. Then August comes around, they're like, oh, now let's get the new applicants. And then they start scrambling again. So I want to make sure you have enough time to prepare. And so it's structured like this with so much good reason in mind. That's why I don't offer it in October, because October, you're like, what can I do with this? However, if you're in the program early enough, same time next year, next April, you would know what you should be doing with this information. If you were applying 2 years from now, then you have 2 Aprils to implement what I'm teaching you. But I only offer it once a year, and you can only register until April 14th. After that, doors close and no more registrations, because I have to get everything ready and make sure that on 17th, I'm up and ready to go. All right. Ariba. So as far as if you're looking to a surgery and you want your CV to focus to it, then you want, first of all, to be looking at experiences in surgery, specific research. The average in that specialty for IMGs combined was anywhere between 3 and 7. How do we access these modules as soon as we register? So once you register, the modules do not unlock until the first day of the course. So if you register now, you're not going to go ahead and you start the what you do the orientation module, but the actual work, we all start at the same time on April 17. When the modules unlock on April 17, then you can do however you want. If you want to skip ahead, well, usually it forces you to go in order because there's a reason why there's an order, right? It's like a textbook, like there's steps. So, but the modules unlock on this first day of the course, which is April 17. So Nipa Patel asked, would these modules be a live course? So the modules, I don't know what you mean by live, Nipa. Can you ask me what that means or tell me a little bit more? My understanding is you're trying to figure out if you have lifetime access. So yes, the modules are what you have lifetime access to. So let's say we finish a class right now and we're done for the day and the program has started. We'll take that class and we upload it back to that portal for you. That way you can watch the replay, and you can watch the replay 2 years from now, 3 years from now, whatever you want to do. Okay. So once you are no longer, like if you miss a session, you know, something happened, you had to be somewhere or you're working or whatever, and you miss a session, you can come back. Usually we have the uploads done within 24 to 48 hours, because obviously it's a big file. If you've ever uploaded an MP4 file, it's not like you just like upload it and it goes, right? It takes a couple hours to load, get the quality right. So usually the next day, by the end of next day, you'll get the final video uploaded to that same portal I just showed you, but it's under a new section called the 2024 replays of live session. So when you miss a live session, that's where you would go to get access to the replays. So that is what you have lifetime access to. So when we say lifetime access, that's what we're referring to. Now, another thing that I do as a part of the lifetime access is, as long as there's a live course and me teaching, I allow the IMG to return. So if the IMG registered last year in 22 and they weren't ready to apply, but they just wanted to get ready, and then they're applying this year, they come right back in. Door is open. Once you're in, you're in. We're not kicking you out. We kick you out the day you match. On March 30, we have a large exodus, which is why I always post that meme of that little kid like exiting the truck, like bye, because most people exit on March 30th. They've matched and they're moving on. Jules says, if I purchase the course now, Will I have modules next year, considering the last course? Yes. So every website, right, can exist, right? Like your Facebook profile from when you were in college still exists, right? Like it doesn't go anywhere. So that's similar, where if you access now and you took the live portion and you were in it and you got all the replays, you would always have access to the course portal. Next year, the only thing that will be missing is I wouldn't be on the computer talking to you like this in the live sessions or in the coaching sessions for hours and hours on end. Our coaching sessions usually can last 4 hours. Like, I'm not even lying, but you don't have to sit all there for all that time. This is for people who want to get coached. Like, we just keep going. So, if you sign up now and you take the live program and you get your portal as it is with all the modules that are pre-recorded and you get all the replays, that is going to stay there. That website is going to exist. The only way it's coming down is if the IP address gets hacked by some person and they wipe off all my material, but I have all the backups. I can put it back up. So that's what you have lifetime access to, is that portal exists and it's there forever. I'll actually show you a little demo here. We can go back into, let's see, I'm gonna go into like last year's course and we can look and see who's still accessing the course today. Because I can usually tell like who's been in the course. If you know, I can tell if you're doing the modules and whatnot. So I'll share screen here. I hope there's no sensitive information on that screen, but I'll share screen here. So for example, this is the 2023 course. We had 123 students in it. So this was last year's course. And Ivy joined 3 years ago in the program. She wasn't ready to apply. She last logged in 10 hours ago. Right? I can see that. I'm the only one that can see that. Jay joined a year ago. He joined 12 hours. He was last logged in 12 hours ago. So I can tell who is still accessing stuff if they need to, right? So once you're in the program, and Astrid, I think, is also on this call and last logged in 7 days ago. So I can tell who's still in there. I mean, it doesn't bother me that they're in there, but this is a 2023 course just to show you that once they're in, I don't stop their access from existing. They can still come back and watch sections. I actually had one of my students who is a resident come back to watch the mindset module. He was like, I'm struggling in residency and I need that mindset reset. And he did the mindset module again. I'm like, you're gonna get kicked out. Like, you've matched. You should have exited the building. So yes, there is always room to keep the modules. You can't download the modules and share them on, Facebook and Instagram. It's copyrighted material, but you can watch them whenever you want. So ophthalmology match, I would tell you right off, I'm not a specialist in ophthalmology match. If you're coming into this program specifically for ophthalmology match advice, I can give you general residency advice, but that's not my specialty because they have a separate portal. So not being able to see their back end makes it really hard for me to teach you the back end. ERAS back end is very straightforward. I mean, during the cycle, I'm in there a lot with my students that I'm doing one-on-one coaching with. And we're filling out the application. I'm literally typing out the application with them. So I'm very familiar with ERAS. Rose, what is the best way to make the most out of this course? What advice would you give a student who has just applied to the course? Great, great, great. Don't miss any sessions if you can. I know life happens, but I get a lot of people who come into the course super motivated. They want it bad. They want residency. But I'll tell you that the most successful people in the course are the people who I saw show up day after day, time after time, and they remain consistent. And even when they do show up, they catch up on their modules and then they're emailing me, you said this in class last week, I wasn't there. What did you mean? For my situation, does it apply? And then we're like, oops, no, for you, it doesn't apply. Like, you have a separate set of circumstances. That doesn't apply to you because it's not a cookie cutter thing. It's not one size fits all, right? So another way that you can also get the most out of this course is I usually like to think of mentorship as a board of directors, like having a board of directors. And in this course, you're gonna learn. I mean, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I feel like I'm sitting at the top of your board of directors. But then I'm gonna assign you to create mentors that are residents, that are the upper levels, that are other attendings. But then you can filter everything you're getting and you can utilize those interactions based on what I'm teaching you in the course. That way you're learning from more than one source. Because I mean, nobody's an island. Absolutely nobody's an island. So you're learning from other people in the program, at the same time, learning from your current preceptors, your current mentors in your life, the people who've been supporting you in your life, and so on and so forth. But then you're filtering all that information through what I believe is the truth about your IMD journey and the truth of what you need to present. So the best way to utilize it is to attend sessions, not to miss sessions, or watch replays if you're not there, and implement. So when you come into the program and I say, okay, there is this conference coming up for those of you in this era, let's tackle it like this. Download this conference list, go over here. When you get there, go to this booth, talk to this program director and say this. The last thing I want is you telling me, oh, but what if? When I tell you instructions like that, you do it. And when you do it, you leave and it works for you. You have an instant confidence to do it again. So a lot of times in my program, and another reason, again, I started in April is because a lot of those medical conferences are going to be in this season, in the spring. So when you're going out to your conferences and you're networking, I'm saying, take this, go here, talk to this person, print this, get this ready, and you're taking action, then you're going to get the most out of the course. And then it increases your confidence as well. How do one register and getting the right package? So I'll show you. Oh, Ashri says, yes, I'm here. I saw, so I'm sorry, but I exposed your information over there showing the last time you logged in, Ashri, so you're in this call too. All right. So I'll show you how to get registered next. Oh, before I do, another page that you can get tons of opinions of other IMGs that have done this program is on this page called Dr. Nina Loomsa's Testimonials. I should put all these in the chat here so that if you wanted to review some of these links later on, and we can send them out at the end of the day, you'll have access to them. But going on here, you'll see like other written opinions of like IMGs who have been through the program and what they have to say about it. I did not force them to write any of this, okay? And I did ask for negative feedback as well, but this is what they sent to me. So yeah, you can find that as well. But this is really where I think sometimes it's easy for me to sit here and tell you all the great things about my program because I started it, but maybe read somebody else's opinion, make your own, formulate your decision. Like I'm just not here to force anything down your throat. That's not my style, but I do better when I'm struggling with something and I see someone else that is struggling with the same thing and they've done it. I'm more likely to be like, hey, let me get your opinion on if this is going to be helpful for me before I like jump the gun on it. You know what I mean? So you can read some of those opinions here and see what worked for them and why did it work and where did they go? You know, some people are usually open to write about their shortcomings in here. Some people are not open to write about all the things that they struggle with. They just speak about the program. Whatever the case may be, you can get information about how, what they thought about the program and how that ties in with your story. I think it may help you with your decision making. So I'll leave this page and someone sent me a message here. After registering once module start and we go on with sessions, can we have constructive feedback from assigned mentors for our USE? Yes, honey. That's what I'm here for. So you're not just doing this on your own. I'm working with you every week along the way. As for mentorship, you're not assigned a specific mentor because even in the real world, nobody just assigns you a mentor. Mentorship relationships are built. And so if you're in the program and you meet an alumni and you build a connection with them, then they can mentor you. But I can't mandatorily assign you a mentor. What if you don't jive? What if you're not been looking at the same specialty? What if you're not similar personalities? So I'm here to guide you as your primary mentor in the program. But every other alumni that comes back in is also there to serve as a mentor for you. But you foster that relationship because that is one area with mentorship that I think we've got it all twisted, right? Like a mentor is just going to come tell you. I get this all the time, my DMs. Can you mentor me? I'm like, that is the most ridiculous mentorship question a person can ask. Because if you want mentorship, you need to first know what you're lacking in. And sometimes that emotional awareness has not come to your enlightenment yet. And being in an environment like this helps you to identify what you need the most help with. Because for example, when you do NEPA, like let's say you do module one and you identify where your shortcomings are, or let's say module two, and you're identifying your USCE pathway, then we can address that. And then we can figure out with that, where can we point you? What direction can we point you in? Same thing with your ERAS, your personal statement. But it's hard to know that you're going to have problems in all these areas until you start it and until you have an experience with it. So another question I got was about how to register. Let me find the right page for that. The homepage for the program is imgroadmap.com, which is a very simple URL, because if you've ever like been a part of this journey with me, whether it's listening to the podcast, following on Instagram, or however that this came to your awareness that we existed, I will show you where you go to register. Let me find that. So it's imgroadmap.com. Just need to find the right page because I have several courses open. Let me see, 24. All right, so it's this page right here. And when you go, every time you see a blue button, that's where you go to enroll. And it gives you two investment options. There's a one-time fee of $597 or a three-payment option of $210. The three-payment option is usually more palatable for most people. But the only difference there is, as you notice, $210 times three is slightly higher than $597. So the point there being you because you're using your card on three different times, you're being charged a fee by my host website. Not necessarily that I'm charging you more. When you scroll down each time, this is also where you'll see some of the example modules on the program as well. There's also, like I said, every time you see a blue tab where it says enroll, that's where you click to enroll. There's this blue tab that has a payment plan. This is where you go if you're going to select a payment plan. Or you can take the pay in full. If you're applying within the United States, typically it's just going to be $5.97 right off the bat or $2.10. But people applying from like the United Kingdom, you guys have some kind of like different taxation rules, I think. So your taxes get applied when you check out or something. That doesn't come to me. That goes against the host company for the website. So, yes, those are your two options. Each time you scroll on the homepage, I also have some videos on here. With FAQs that students ask about the program, and you know, when you're kind of like on the fence about it, definitely this is where you go for that. There's a separate FAQ page I can show you, but there are some FAQs on here. How do I know this program is going to work for me? What happens if I don't like it? If you don't like it, you get your money back 100%. Like, honestly, this program, I am literally giving a lot more. And I know it sounds kind of braggadocious when I say it, but it's true. And a lot of students would tell you that have taken this program that they get a lot more than what they put into it financially. So, you know, at the end of the day, I started this because I was really passionate about it and not necessarily to make money. However, it has become very expensive because it takes up my time. If I was working as a physician, obviously, I could be doing a lot more with that time. But if I take a day off to do this, I need to make sure that I can, once, pay my bills, and two, keep up with producing a podcast and producing a website and continuously spending time on social media to get you that information or even just answering questions for you guys. So it is a worthwhile investment. And the outcome, I look at it like this: like if you are going to get a career where you're making a minimum of $60,000 a year as a resident, or in your career, you're starting at $250,000. So, like when you become an attending, $597 feels like a lot when you're yet to start residency. And I know that because I was there, which is why we have that payment plan option. However, some of us are probably not also thinking about all the ways that we may have been maybe using our resources in areas that are not going to give us as much acceleration to what we want out of life. So, like, med school wasn't free, right? Like, you know, rotations aren't free. Like, life comes with a price. However, this is a much lower price compared to what it could be. I mean, if I sat down and broke down the actual value of the course, and I did this with my accountant, and we're like, yo, this course is way more expensive, but I will never charge anybody that. Absolutely not, because I feel like that would be a ripoff. And I know life is hard already, then add the pressures of USMLE and everything on top of it. So that's why we give it at that price. I think it's a reasonable price. I think it's a fair price, especially with the payment plan. And we have 10 more days before we start. So definitely, if you're interested, I'll put this in the chat here, yeah, and make sure that you also get it by email. I'm sure you've already received some emails from me regarding this, but I'll put that in the chat. So Shirak says, what if we're not in the US or some conference for some conference and are not able to make it due to financial or some other issues? How can we network efficiently in that case? Email. And just like you're sitting here in the Zoom with me networking, you can do the same thing, especially when the cycle opens and programs begin to do meet and greets and open houses. And I show you exactly how you can get noticed in a room full of people. Dr. C says, is it okay to ask how much you charge for personal help with ERAS and other application process? Yes, it is okay to ask. I'll tell you, it's a multiple of this. So if I'm spending one-on-one time, I have a service called a trifecta service, and it's on my website. It's transparent information. So I'm just going to pull it up here and we can go over that. It's very expensive, and it is expensive because we really literally spend one full business day. I spend one full business day working with you on your application by yourself, and I'm in your ERAS with you at the same time. And we're rewriting your personal statement. We're filling out every line, dot, and cutting every I and dotting every T, or dotting every I and cutting every T in your application. So I do have a trifecta service. Trifecta services, I don't offer it until after my course is over because I don't like to be divided. And this is the price of my trifecta service. And that's usually your ERAS application and your personal statement. And it's like a complete overhaul. I have some students who have done the trifecta service before, and I had 100% match rate with my trifecta service last year. So everyone who did the trifecta service last year matched. However, they also had passed USMLE step one and step two. And one of them maybe had an attempt, but beyond that, everybody else, I mean, you've done the bare minimum, right? So Yes, I do have that process, and here's the pricing on that. It doesn't start until the end of my program because I don't like to do two things at once. I want to focus on my program. I give myself 100% to my IMG roadmappers while I'm in the program. When the program ends after 6 weeks, which is usually the first week of June, at that point, I start the trifecta. And I really go in on the trifecta in August because that's when we're ready to submit for application. Because sometimes you still don't have all your experiences yet. So this page, I know I've shared so many pages, but the most important page is imgroadmap.com, okay? Let's just keep that one going. But this page here is where you'd find the course framework, the calendar, and sort of everything that you need to know regarding orientation and the times for our sessions. So you usually get a calendar like this that tells you, okay, here's what we're doing, here's where we're going. We have our spring 2023 meeting time, so you know exactly what date and time our meetings are going to be held. I'm going to share this with you. So if you join the spring 24 class, you would be, these are the dates that we're going to meet. So we meet on orientation, April 17, 21st, 22nd, 24th. And I give you all, this is going to be part of what you receive when you register. And our last date is June 9th. So trifecta basically means trifecta, which is three things. So personal statement, CV, an LOR critique. The CV and personal statement is a complete overhaul, complete edit. I write it out with you. The LOR, that's usually dependent on what you're working with as far as your letter writers. So that's information on that. Let's see if I have any other questions. And then, so Steve, yes, I just answered that question. Ashri says, will you still continue to offer trifecta once the IMG roadmap is no longer offered? I probably could. I haven't thought about that one yet. I maybe could. You know, I don't know. My career is just pivoting right now, and I have some great academic opportunities that I want to also explore. So it's just going to be a lot for me to. That's one of the reasons why I'm not considering doing the live portion of the course. The course would always exist, the online portion, but I just wouldn't be teaching like that. But we'll see. Maybe I could do trifecta afterwards because it's one-on-one. It's kind of like spending a day in clinic with someone. Interview preparation is also a separate process as well, Steve. Most people that do, when you do the trifecta, you get one complimentary interview session. But if you wanted like 10, 20 interview sessions, then that's beyond like the time that the trifecta could take. All right. So any questions for me? And who is interested? Who is planning on joining? I want to know. Or if you have questions, you want to come on camera, you want to ask a question, this is the chance. Let's talk about it. I see people on camera not asking questions. I'm going to start calling out some names. Momina, Jules asked the question. Joy Silva keeps giving me the thumbs up. Imelda asked the question. Nipa asked the question. Ariba asked the question. Priscilla, Sandrin, Gabriella, Juliana, Tanisha, Tommy, Oluwatobi, VK, Faith, Precious, Habiba, Gloria, Zaina. And someone is just like, That's your name. That's your name on the call. Like, I don't know if it's Eminem or it's just Steve. Oh, Steve asked a question. Larissa, Kemgwe. That sounds Cameroonian. Sandrine, Tommy, Faith, where's a VK? Rose, ask questions, guys. Okay, Joyce, I'm joining right away. Thank you very much. All right, Juliana, thanks. Gloria, thanks for that word of confirmation there. Goes is joining. Larissa, me. All right, great. Any questions I can answer for you right now? Gabriella already joined. Great. Tanisha says I'm joining. Awesome sauce. So last resource, let me show you this last page. I know I have so many pages, but I do it because I know all the questions that are going to come up. And I just want to make sure that you don't leave feeling like you wake up in the morning like, oh, I'm going to give Dr. Lu my money. What about this, right? So when that question comes up in the middle of the night, you can go to this page called drninalum.com/FAQ. I've already pre-recorded these videos because I've been in your brain and I got into your frontal lobe and I thought, what questions is Jules or Vicky going to have for me during the session? I'm kidding. But I have these videos on here, which are a great way to start if you're still like, I'm not really sure about something. I break it how it works, why we started a school, when does it start and end, why you have to pay for the program, how long you have access for, can you join if you're a first or second year medical student? I get that question all the time, but to be honest, I think that is the best time to join because you have less pressure. Like, seriously. Once you're a fourth year, you're scrambling for experiences. You're scrambling for things in the last minute. And sometimes you're working against time. That's really the truth. And it's hard to work against time, right? Like we wish we had that power. What is the IMG roadmap course? We go through that. Who is this course for? What type of IMG benefits from this program? What is the success rate? Ooh, that's a good one. So people always ask me, what is the success rate of your program? The current match right now has a 60% IMG match rate each year. So 60% of IMGs that apply match. In my program, I have an 85% match rate. And It bothers me sometimes because I want to have 100%, but I can't have 100% because even the match doesn't have 100%. And there's always going to be more applicants than they are. Oh my gosh, ignore a limit. 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 Oh my gosh, did I lose you guys? Did it go blank for a second?
No, we can hear you.
Okay, great. So my phone, my computer, this is a time management hack. I have this thing where I schedule it to go off if I'm on my computer for too long, or after 8 p.m., all my devices go black. So I don't have to look at it, except during the course. So it just went black. And I'm like, no, I'm in a Zoom meeting. But okay, so I'm glad you can hear and you can see. So I was saying, so I wish I had a 100% success rate. Like, I would love to have a 100% success rate. And after many years of like almost wondering why I can't have a 100% success rate. I mean, that really bothers me because I'm an overachiever. I realized that in this process, I can give you everything that I know how to. And there's two things that can happen. One, you just didn't get the chance to implement it. You just didn't get the opportunity to work and do the work that I propose that we do together, and things didn't work out. Or two, you did everything to the best of your ability, give it 100%, and you get screwed at the algorithm stage of the match, which is that process where you put in your rank order list and then it kind of links you up with another program. And when the computer is full, the computer is full and everybody gets left out. And the reason of that process is there's always more applicants each year than there are spots. So knowing that, it's like, it's almost, I wish I could promise 100%, right? But frankly speaking, I know I'm way above what the match off the regular rank offers you. But I tell you this, as an individual, you are the single most important person in your success story, 100%. Nobody else can guarantee your success as much as you can. And the reason I say that is when I started out with all the red flags that I had, my USMLE step one was 198, my step two was 227. I transferred medical schools because my medical school was crap, basically, and they were about to lose their accreditation, just like many people are dealing with this 2024 ACFMG situation right now. I was like, I'm not going to get quality rotations if I stay at the school, so I should transfer so I could get some good rotations like in Chicago or New York City because they have a huge IMG population there. And I did not know that doing that transfer was going to jeopardize my chances at the matches. I had no idea. I thought I was doing the best thing for my career at that point. But that process of transferring made me out of medical school for a period of 18 months, like a gap that I did not want. And I was living in the United States at the time on a visa. And that visa needed renewal every 6 months. And so, as though I wasn't already dealing with the limbo from the ECFMG and trying to convert my school and trying to find rotations with the new school, my visa would expire. And then I have to, before it expired, I didn't want it to expire because I didn't want to be illegal in the country because I don't want to jeopardize my life, my livelihood. It was going to come from medicine. So, I would have to wait for those to get renewed each time. And when I look back, mentally, I was not well. Like, I feel like I was in survival mode all those years. But when I look back at all that, every time I talked to someone for advice, it was always how difficult and how impossible it was going to be. And it was always what was not possible. Nobody ever showed me what was possible. So in retrospect, I wish someone could show me what was possible in spite of my circumstances, or someone could show me what was possible even with my circumstances and how to maneuver it. And having become successful through that, even though I ended up doing family medicine before going to emergency medicine, nobody even, everybody would like, I didn't even cross my mind that I could be competitive enough for emergency medicine when I started out. That's how naive or how bogged down I was by all these negative, these things you read on Reddit and student doctor and, you know, put your profile out there. What do you think my chances are? And someone is giving you BS advice, right? But what I've come to learn from that process is your success story is 100% because you're in it. And you are the numerator and you are the denominator. And if you don't get it the first time, you don't quit and you keep going back at it until you get it. What's gonna hold you back? The only person who loses is the person who stops trying. The only person who loses is the person who falls off the wagon, the person who gives up. Like, oh, this is beyond me. I'm done, right? That's when you lose. That's when you fail. But for every single person that you've heard me interview before on the podcast, or you've heard me had a conversation with on the live, or you've seen me, anything I've put out there, they'll tell you the same thing. We all struggled in one way or the other. Some other people struggle with come. Some people struggle with left medical school, became moms, became dads, have been working in an ancillary field, and now they're going trying to be in the United States and go back into school. Some Americans, some of you left and went foreign country for med school, and now you're coming back home and you're surprised at how much opposition you're receiving because you chose a foreign education, right? In your own home country, right? So when you look at all that, I think the bigger the pain, the higher the blessing. And I'm 100% believer in God. I'm a Christian, and I really believe that He orchestrates our plans, He directs our paths, and sometimes the trials that we experience are meant to build us up, not break us down. So anyways, that being said, What I would tell you is your success rate is 100% incumbent on you, and what you put into it is what you get out of it. So there are many more questions or FAQs on here that I answer in a video format for you. They're really short videos, like 1 minute, 2 minutes, and so on and so forth. This one's about 1 minute and 30 seconds. So they're really quick listens, especially for those who are on the fence here about joining. So Mary says, do you think we'll be missing out if we only join the group live session and another trifecta? I do, Mary. I do, because you want to make the most out of your trifecta, and so when you come to me to edit your application, I can only pull what you've done. I can't pull what you haven't done. So the course is going to help you create those action plans that will get you like the right experiences. It will get you the right type of research to put on your application. If you were only doing a review, I'm only going to work with what you tell me. Like, oh, you only have this? Okay, well, that's all about all we could do, right? But being in the program allows you to implement. And then in August, when we're doing your trifecta review, you have these experiences that we can work on. But again, I don't know your background, so you may already be coming in with everything you need, to which the trifecta may be best for you. Otherwise, Toby says, I would like to know if the deadline for installmental payment is the same as the. Yes, the deadlines are the same. It's really about registration. We just want to know who is coming in. The IMG Roadmap support email is admin@imgroadmap.com. I'll put it on there. And that's my team member. And they help with all like administrative support. All right. Very well. We're at 8 p.m. I wasn't hoping to keep you more than an hour. I'm going to give you the rest of your weekday night back. You can also reach out to me by email if you have questions. My email is drloom@imgroadmap.com. And yeah, whatever questions you have, I'll also send the replay if you want that. And some of the links that we, well, I'll send you all the links if you wanted to review that on your own. And yeah, I'll see you guys on the other side. Bye for now.
Look at you. I'm so proud of you for listening until the very end. And because of that, you deserve a reward. And I want you to go right now to drninaloom.com and download any of my free ebooks, whether it's for electives or clinical rotations, or even just whatever trials come your way as you navigate your IMG journey. Stay tuned for another episode coming up next.